that don't hit. You can't hide, cover and lie about those little red junk tracks you got etched on your hips. That was Candy and Susie. Got a quick guitar change. We'll be back in a sec. Talk amongst yourselves.
Yeah. Name of the band is Battery Bridge. We just released our first album, and that's called Battery Bridge. And we have them for sale. Where, Jeff?
We have it here with us.
We have them here with us, so come on down. Get them
up.
It's
going to be on Spotify,
CD Baby, Amazon.
Yeah, it's going to be on all streaming platforms. Pretty soon, it's going to be up.
Excellent. Thank you very much. All stuff that's good to know.
And we also have CDs with us if you want to run down.
They let you in the door. This one features Richard on electric 12 string. It's called Fitzwilliam Depot. Guitars back, so I'm going to talk a little bit more about whatever comes to mind. Sorry about walking away from the microphone.
Yeah, we're Battery Bridge.
There you go, Jeff. All our songs go back quite a few years, actually, because we've been together for...
Because we're older than dirt.
A long time.
Except for Jeff the Kid.
Jeff the Kid? What are you now? 21?
No, 19.
19. I'm...
You're his dad? You don't know that?
No, I thought Amy's going to shoot me. Okay, God, if I saw her now. Smooth jazz for all you listeners out there.
This is called My Hallucination. You're my hallucination. No one else can see you now. If they could, they wouldn't understand you anyhow. You're my hallucination. I'm right at the peak of you. Make me think of life and death and eternity too. Hallucination, my private configuration, my mental masturbation. acquaintance, but you're no steady friend. Hallucination. That's one for the kids. The next song, as soon as we get Thomas back, is Emily. Emily Richardson. This one's for you, ladies.
Hey, hi, there I am. Hey, folks. Here I am, Mo. Thank you, Richard, for filling in for me.
Didn't say much of import.
Emily.
magic girl comes down to wash out all my blues. Storms lost in her eyes and the rain fills up my shoes.
We have something else for y'all. Kings of Mars.
When I was young without perceptions and the world was a bigger place and the skies were wide open like a young child's face. Much easier when you really don't have a choice. Yeah, faith is much easier than nothing, nothing at all.
Bridge, thanks for listening, but we still have more stuff. So I want to give a shout out.
A veritable hat trick.
So I want to give a shout out to our original drummer. Two of our original drummers, Lenny Scaletta, up in Lowell now. Ed O'Connell, Mad Ed, who's out in Las Vegas streaming us live. And my daughter Molly down in Bridgewater and all her friends going to school.
And my dad and my sister and brother-in-law and mom, wherever you are.
And Amy. Hi, Aim. I'm taking care of the boy, but I don't know how old he is. All right, and here we go.
Shout out to my girlfriend, Kaylin, who came here with me today.
Hey, Kaylin.
And she's sitting in the control room.
Waving hi. Okay. You guys ready?
Yeah.
Sure.
She's a planet. No one on it. Cold and lonely. Deep in space. Such a sad face. Jack-o'-lantern, guard by a wee boy, he's got no heart, such a sad face. In the morning she gets out of bed to catch the morning bus and go to work.
I lied. It's more than a hat trick.
We shall soldier on. That's a correct
shall
phrase.
Shoulder on.
Yep. Next song. It is what it is.
Jeez Louise.
Easily led. I don't know what it's about. You tell me.
Are we all set?
Yes.
Do I need the mic? I'm going to poke it away real quick.
Just going to hit your cymbal, though. Yeah, there you go.
Never mind. Ready?
Yeah. Go.
How's it go? In a town called Wasn't Me, where every word is bent around the bend, with bombs in the sidewalk, soldiers waiting for a shoe. The klaxons all go off in time, like martial nursery bedtime.
Sunday night.
South of town, they pitch the big top tents in town. The audience just sits and wonders who the hell to blame. But really, no one knows who stole the show. All they did was cheer and watch us stick wires in our hands. And stumble across the stage.
Okay, got a couple more. Does anybody want to say
Pete's
hi to anybody?
A stretch.
I want to say hi to anybody. That's it. Hi, anybody.
Please give a shout out to Patty. I thought I may have, but if I didn't, Pete says hi, Patty.
I say hi, Patty, too.
Hello,
hi, Charlie.
Patty.
We
hi,
love
Carol.
You, kid. We love you, girl.
Hi,
hope you're having fun.
Hey, Randy. Hey, Matt.
Hope you're having fun picking up the broadcast.
Hey, Mo, Larry, Curly, Groucho, Seppo.
We got a pretty little ditty.
You forgot Shemp.
You might recognize it.
Living every day.
one more, and we are Battery Bridge.
Thank you guys
Quick
so
tune,
much.
Kids.
Everyone that listened. This next one's called Eggshell. This morning, stumbled out of bed. I tried to shake myself awake. You're the first thing in my head. I wish I could forget about you.
Sighted blind, your smile, a perfect crescent, shining in my mind. Wish I could forget about you. Wish I could forget about you. What am I gonna? I'm not even close to a clue. I'm all on the news of blue. Life has no life without you.
Thank you. We love you all.
This is On the Town with Mikey D, WMFO. Hey, Joel. We done.
Yes.
Hey, that's our line.
Yeah. Well, I mean, now we don't have to say it.
Oh, very true.
Thank you to Battery Bridge.
Yep.
We're gonna jump right back into the tunes.
Yeah, we're gonna invite them into the studio in a little bit, but for now, let's get back to some tunes.
Yes.
Let's offset some of that nice shiny power poppy rock with something a little darker. Here's Bacchanalia by Pilgrims of Yearning.
need to get away. Woo! From this douchebag, from this douchebag. I can't wait to get away. From this douchebag, from this douchebag. I can't wait to get away. From this douchebag, from this douchebag. I can't wait to get away. Woo! From this douchebag, from this douchebag. I can't wait to get away. Woo! From this douchebag, from this douchebag.
WMFO 91.5 FM, Medford, Tufts, Freeform Radio.
Yes, Freeform Radio. That was Brown Boot.
You gotta have that flourish.
Yes. That was Brown Boot with I Can't Wait to Get Away.
Immediately before that, we came back into the block with Bacchanalia by Pilgrims of Yearning from their Bestiarum EP. And from the looks of it, we got yet more guests in the studio. How does this keep happening?
Yeah. All right, Joel, you need to stop pouring water. All right. We have Battery Bridge in Studio A.
You Hello. Just heard them a little bit ago.
Hi, everybody.
Fresh from Studio D.
Would you care to introduce yourselves?
I'm Dick.
I'm Mott.
I'm Jeff.
And I'm Pete.
Actually, all right. He's Jeff the Kid. Don't forget that part.
Yeah, the kid.
Hasn't quite earned his stripes.
Oh, no, he certainly then has.
Has there been hazing rituals?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Actually, this is my dad.
Oh, okay.
Nobody else had played drums with him, so I had to train him as a pup.
So he's not secretly an outlaw from the law. No, it's not like a Billy the Kid situation.
Not as far as I know.
I mean, one can never tell.
Yeah, that is true.
So we just heard you guys play in the studio a little bit ago, some nice little Battery Bridge tunes. Way to go.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Some nice little scuzzy power pop for our ears.
We like scuzzy. And power pop.
Fantastic.
You know, it's kind of ironic that WMFO had a lot to do with the making of our CD.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I guess you can't tell by looking at Jeff, but he wasn't even a molecule when we first played here. And we received a cassette recording of our session, and I just fell in love with it, and at one point I lost it, and that was over 30 years ago.
Oh, wow. Dang. Yeah. Okay.
Dang.
So you were one of the first to play here at On the Towel, Mikey D.
That's true. With Mikey D.
With Mikey D actually, like, where Lil's is right now.
So you got the full experience.
We did.
Oh.
Fantastic. And I'm sure, Joel was back then, like, completely, you know, doing his Joel thing there, too.
He's amazing, though. I mean,
oh, yeah, we love our Joel.
Joel is the man.
It's an amazing sound he gets. It's incredible.
See, now I'm wondering if we have it, that cassette. I almost want to go digging in our hallowed halls.
I mean, there's so much, like, decades-old material here, that's entirely a possibility.
Yeah, well, I mean, the cassettes aren't in this particular room. It's all the way down.
Right,
down the long, long, long corridor. And
we can always loan you the transfer.
Ooh. That would be sweet.
We did get it back. Yes, we did.
One of the things that I personally like to do with On the Tone of Mikey D is you know, wink to the past every now and again, and having something like that would be really, really awesome.
Okay. A little bit of exclusivity right
yeah.
there.
Yeah. Something cool. like that.
Well, that's the whole thing. You know, I kind of fell in love with the songs, and then I got married, Tom got married, I moved to the way burbs.
I would have gotten married.
And, I didn't even pick up the bass for over 30 years, and then at one point, just by happenstance, I spoke with our original drummer, I think on LinkedIn or something like that. So we arranged to get together, And we ended up at a cookout over at Tom's house.
Wow.
And
through LinkedIn. How about that?
A couple of vodkas later.
Not a typical place that you would expect to have a musician hook up.
Yeah, exactly.
A couple of vodkas later, I was talking about how much I miss the songs and I want to do a project. It was supposed to be a 3-song project.
Yeah. Right. An EP, which turned into a full album. So, and we have those available. All the usual suspects have them.
Oh, nice.
Nice. Very nice.
The original drummer, his name Lenny, and I grew up knowing him as my Uncle Lenny. And he started losing his hearing, so he wasn't going to be able to do the project with everyone. I was just hanging out. And Pete over here thought that we were down in the basement, and Dad said that, oh, we have this drummer named Jeff, and he'll come in and he'll play. And he was like, oh, okay, cool. So he came in expecting to see someone that was around their age.
Some other dude named Jeff.
I was just sitting.
Did you cruise LinkedIn first? I mean,
all the drummers were taken.
Yes, did you find your son on LinkedIn?
He reached out to me on LinkedIn.
I was going to say, like, even if he was losing his hearing, he could feasibly still drum. You guys would just have to become an avant-garde band.
Oh, yeah, right.
Avant-garde and ambient.
Yes. Yeah. Do like the Yoko Ono thing.
Safe decibels.
Learn some Captain Beefheart.
Right. God willing.
Fun.
So that first rehearsal, you know, I saw Jeff. I had met him at the cookout, and I saw him sitting behind the drum kit. And I figured he just wants to see these old fat guys, you know, playing.
Excuse me.
Okay, old.
You just offended Tom.
And so I walked up to Tom and I said, so when's Jeff getting here? And he turns and he looks at Jeff and he says, that's Jeff. And I said, that's Jeff?
I told you it was family.
He was 17. Yeah, but I thought you meant, like, you know, he's one of us. But he was 17 at the time. And he's just fabulous. I can't say enough about him. He's amazing.
Fantastic.
Kind of cool bringing in a young set of ears to kind of listen to the music and give us. I mean, Jeff brought a lot of like new ideas and got us listening to new people and just coming out with all sorts of stuff
and energy.
Very nice.
He is blushing hardcore.
He brings it, and we have to bring it.
I think I'm just sweating. I don't know if I'm blushing.
Guys, let's praise Jeff some more.
Yeah, right? Praise. Peas and corn, peas and rhubarb.
It's his birthday.
It's close.
We love you, Jeff.
All right, so you, throughout the course of your set, you guys were shouting out to a whole lot of people.
I didn't know any of them. I shouted out to my girlfriend over here, and then that's it. Oh, I knew my mom. I knew that one.
Your sister in Bridgewater.
Yeah, kind of.
Very nice.
Not the prison.
No, the other place.
Give it a couple of years.
Well, you do have somebody tuning in from Charlotte, North Carolina.
Oh, wow.
So
Excellent.
That helps.
Welcome.
Yes.
That's kind of cool.
Yes.
Good state.
So that's a tour stop.
I love Carolina. Right. I love Carolina. I love it down there.
Nice.
Very nice.
I hate to have to cut it all short.
That's okay.
I mean, we have to jump off the air in like 5 minutes. This is awful.
That's all good.
Yeah.
We love you, Airwaves.
All right.
Battery Bridge loves you.
So, tell us that. So, when's your next show? What's going on with you guys?
Give us plugs.
Well, right now, we just tried to put a bunch of stuff on CD Baby. We had a couple technical difficulties. But we recorded this album already.
Okay.
And it should be out there on
all
Spotify.
The usual suspects. Can't
the
say
platforms.
The names.
Oh, we can't?
Nope.
Oh, okay, never mind. It's on streaming platforms in general. Just go
but
check it out.
As far as shows, we are doing a record release. We're still working at it.
Nice.
It'll probably be up in Drake at one of our watering holes called Jokers. Shout out to my friends at Jokers for a free drink.
Oh, yeah, they're cool.
Very nice. I have a practice space in Drake, actually.
Oh, really?
Excellent.
Do you know Jokers?
No, I don't know Jokers. Ours is by another Drake. My band's practice space is like in the same plaza as another bar called A Brews.
Sounds
like that. You looked like that sounded familiar.
Is that on Bridge Street?
I think so. I don't remember off the top of my head. This is getting very inside baseball at this point.
Yes, it is.
Anyway, let's
practice. Excellent.
And yes, I did find you on a streaming platform.
Oh, excellent. Really? Excellent.
General streaming platform.
No, but all of them. I mean, we're equal opportunity here. Okay. It's on the Spotify's. It's on the. Is it on the?
It's on Apple. Amazonian.
Amazonian.
It is on the.
Is it on the Tiddles?
Big wormy apple.
Yeah, yeah.
The big wormy apple. Okay.
Oh, I love it.
Yes, but you do have the album up on the streaming platforms. So found it. So how can people get in contact with you and offer you more shows?
So we have a Facebook presence. We have no official website apart from that, but you can definitely reach us on Facebook.
Okay.
Can we say that?
Yeah.
We already did.
I mean, it's far too late now.
Right.
There's nothing we can do to stop you until we come up with time travel.
Excellent.
I'm working on it.
Again. Anyway. No, thank you guys so much for coming in and playing for us. And everyone can find the Battery Bridge album on the streaming platforms. All of the usual streaming platforms.
Go do it.
I mean, if you can, take out the jumbles of all of the names we mangled.
Right.
So, thank you guys so much.
Thanks for having us. This was a blast.
Awesome. All right.
Nice
thank
to
you.
Meet you guys.
All right.
And
thank you.
And play it loud, everybody.
Yeah.
Yes, play it loud.
All right.
I guess it's about time for us to wrap things up, Phil.
Yeah, it's time to turn into pumpkins. Or something.
All right, let's go.
I'm going to pretend you didn't say that. All right.
You don't have to. I turned the mic off.
That's true. He did not say that. All right.
As far as you know. So let's close things out with one last track.
Yes.
This is Unholy Black Wings by Crowfeeder from out of Lowell. And that about does it for 91.5 FM WMFO on the town with Mikey D.
Come back next week. Andrew will be here.
Yep.
And who do we have playing? We have The Bind coming in.
The Bind.
Nope. Sorry. Frost of Doom.
Frost of Doom.
Yep. All right. So tune in next week.
Bye.
Bye.